on the USA Radio Network.
There's a resort called Give Kids the World, where children with life-threatening illnesses can fill their week with pure joy. Kids and their families indulge in simple pleasures like swimming, visiting local Orlando theme parks, and eating unlimited ice cream, all for free. Call 800-995-KIDS or visit the Give Kids the World website at gktw.org and help give them a time to remember. Brought to you by Give Kids the World and the Ad Council.
This is actor Angie Harmon working as a volunteer tutor. Here, she's teaching kids to spell habeas corpus. Here, prosecutable. Angie played a lawyer on TV.
To find out how you can volunteer in your community, go to usafreedomcorps.gov or call 1-877-USA-CORPS. When you help your neighbors, you help your nation. Make a difference. Volunteer. This public service message brought to you by USA Freedom Corps and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to the TalkStar Radio Network. For the finest and informative and interactive talk radio programming, it's the TalkStar Radio Network, available live via your local radio station and on the Internet at TalkStarRadio.com. Your feedback is important to us. Email us at TalkStarRadio.com.
And now, from Washington, the Inside Scoop. All the news the government does not want you to hear. Now, here's your host on the Inside Scoop, Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. In the last hour, I've had a very interesting conversation with a caller on the line, Tony in San Diego. I don't screen my calls. I do welcome those who disagree. And Tony disagrees very strongly with what I've been saying. He gets on air and he says, I've been lying throughout my broadcast. And then he comes up with a couple whoppers himself. He claims that under Bill Clinton, there were no surpluses. That's right. Tony says under Bill Clinton, there were no surpluses. Doesn't give a source. I think he was trying to quote the GAO, the General Accounting Office. The General Accounting Office confirms, of course, there were the greatest surpluses in American history under Bill Clinton and the worst deficits in American history under George Bush. He also claims, our caller Tony, that when the government has less taxes, they get more revenue. Now think about this. Think about how counterintuitive this is. When they tax you less, they get more from you. Now, I don't know of any year that's ever been done, certainly not since 1960, Jack Kennedy. Yes, when you tax people more, you get more money to the government. When you tax people less, you get less. That's pretty basic. The Laffer curve is a laugh. No one believes that kind of stuff. So here's the kicker. My caller, Tony, claims to have once been a Democrat. I'm not so sure I believe him, but I won't call him a liar, as he called me. He claims, though, that he knows these truths. He knows that there was no surplus under Bill Clinton. And here's the real kicker. I ask him for his source, and then he says, well, 80% of the media is liberal media. Here's my question to you folks. If 80% of the media were liberal media, could my caller, Tony, possibly be this misinformed? If you have a question of whether the media is more liberal or corporate-owned and doing the business of the Republican administration, ask yourself, how could such a media have misinformed my caller Tony so? Any American who studied the most basics knows, just to put it simply, massive surplus under Clinton, massive deficit under Bush. And you can justify that if you want. And Republicans come on my show and argue that the deficit was necessary. Whatever, fine. But this caller, who claims that all this media is liberal, got to be so misinformed. How do you get to be so misinformed? How did the so-called liberal media misinform him so? And how is it that when you have a talk show like mine, right? One of the less than 10% of talk shows in America that's not controlled by the right wing, he calls everything I said lies. How do you deal with the George Orwell America in which we live? When people literally believe war is peace, ignorance is strength, they think surpluses are deficits, 2 + 2 = 5. How do you deal with that? What do I do? Do I take this guy by the hand and show him to the president's own website when he shows the Clinton surpluses and his own deficits? Then will he believe me, or will he claim I doctored the president's website? I'll get back to you, Tony. I promise I will get back to you. I want to go to another caller, though. We've got Keith on the line from San Diego. Keith, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Oh, I thought it was called the Mark and Tony Show.
Yeah, no. I'm giving you a chance. I'll tell you,
I want to get in this, see if I can get a few words in edgewise.
Please, go ahead.
About what you were saying about how Tony could be so misinformed.
Right. That's my question.
What happens is he has his opinions, which he came to through his life to where he is now today. And you came with your opinions where you are today with through the experiences and people in your life. And as Louis Armstrong once said when he was alive, some people they don't know, you can't tell them.
See, Keith,
they don't want to be convinced.
Here's my point. There are opinions, absolutely. I have mine, he has his, and there are facts. And we can disagree on whether Bush is a good president or a bad president. That's an opinion. But the fact that there was a massive surplus under Clinton and there's a massive deficit under Bush, that's a fact. And my question is, where are these people who are so misinformed getting their facts? I happen to think it's probably right-wing talk radio, someone like Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, absolutely. And Bill Riley. Anyway, this is what... Lately, of all the subjects that I think is the most important is the war in Iraq.
Yep.
Yesterday, I watched the rally against the war in Iraq.
Yeah.
On C-SPAN today, they were showing the rally for Gold Star mothers and fathers, Gold Star parents, where they had a rally in Washington today.
Yeah.
And through that, listening to that as long as I could, the people on the right seem to have this attitude that if the left, if the liberals are against the war in Iraq, then we're against the world on terror, that we are against...
Which is ridiculous.
...America. We're against freedom. We're against liberty.
Right.
And they squeeze that by, you know, because the administration, Bush, wants everybody to believe,
you know what, Keith?
Believe that the war in Iraq and where they're there, because of the war on terror, and that's not why we're there. That's why we didn't... That's not why we went there in the first place.
You know what, Keith? As much as conservatives say that they think if you're against the war in Iraq, you're against the war on terror, you're against the war in America, I think when they say it, they know they're lying. I know the president knows he's lying. He knows that every member of Congress save one, every Democrat save one, voted for the war in Afghanistan. They know they're lying when they say it. And when they tell you you're unpatriotic or you support the terrorists and you don't support the war in Iraq, ask him, someone who says that to you, if they really believe what they say, because I don't think they do. We'll be right back. 877-528-TALK after this.
Do you sell dietary supplements? If so, you may know that the Food and Drug Administration and the Federal Trade Commission regulate your sales presentations. Violation of the federal rules can lead to stiff penalties. You really must know the law. Fortunately, help is just a phone call away. Law Talk Incorporated has produced a CD series. 4-CD interviews with renowned attorney Jonathan W. E. Mord that explain the legal limits on sales presentations. The CD series guides you through FDA and FTC regulation, explaining the law that governs sales presentations, website content, and health claims, as well as global restrictions on supplement sales. This is a must-buy for network marketers and supplement companies alike. To obtain the CD series, call 1-888-RU-FREE-1. 1-888-RUFREE1. That's 1-888-783-7331. Call today.
Say, do you or a member of your family suffer from acne? Do you take prescription drugs and get little or no relief? Is your skin always dry and itching and peeling due to the side effects of chemicals and drugs? Do you have trouble looking in the mirror and being happy with what you see? Do you avoid going out in the world due to your acne? Are you spending ridiculous amounts of money with little or no results? Well, you may find relief. Relief is available to most sufferers online at healthstarproducts.com. It's guaranteed, or you get your money back, and you've got 90 days to decide. Look it up for yourself online at HealthStar Products, H-E-A-L-T-H, healthstarproducts.com. Go to www.healthstarproducts.com and find out about the Acne program. Find out if it works for you or a member of your family. If it doesn't, you get your money back.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. My callers, my listeners are amazing people. I've just been reading the comments on my blog at radioinsidescoop.com. I don't have time to go into all of them. They're coming from Michelle in Long Beach, California, and she's giving some really good details about payoffs to insurance, to corporations in the wake of New Orleans, everything from Chevron to Liberty Bank to Coca-Cola. To vacant houses where poor black people could move in if the government went that far, and to all the money going to the Republican cronies. She also goes into some of the responses to my listener, Tony, in terms of taxes and how it is, of course, that corporations are paying their lowest share of the economy since World War II. Thank you for all of that, Michelle. I direct my listeners to read all the details on the website. I was talking with Keith on the air. Keith?
Yeah, I'm still here.
You're still there. Great. You have a further comment for me?
Sure. I don't know. I could change subjects.
You were talking about the war in Iraq.
I know. And I think it's great that we have a peace movement going, and I'm hoping that it'll grow. In fact, I was looking for, where can I get in this thing so I can go out and protest?
I can tell you how you can do it.
I was doing that during the Vietnam War after I got out of the service. I was in the Air Force between 64 and 68.
Let me ask you this, Keith.
I see the similarities amazingly, with our leaders thinking the way they do. It was the same way they were thinking during Vietnam.
Keith, let me ask you this. You talked earlier in the last segment about how when people say they don't want to do the war in Iraq, how Republicans say you're not patriotic or you don't support the war on terror,
getting those people that did us on September 11th, but it's not.
Well, Keith, let me ask you this: when someone says that to you, you having served your country in Vietnam, I suppose, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you say to them, I served my country at a time when our current president was busy hiding even from the National Guard, and for him to tell me I'm not patriotic, I could call him not patriotic. I mean, do you let people know your background?
Sure. I'm not talking, though, about what people are saying directly to me. It's what I'm hearing people say in the mainstream media.
Yeah, all I could say, Keith, is I don't think they believe it. I think that even the right-wing conservatives know that we have a difference of opinion. We Democrats think that the thousands of lives lost and the hundreds of billions of dollars lost in Iraq to get an Islamic government that doesn't even allow women the right to vote isn't worth it. And Republicans think that somehow, miraculously, we're going to end up with Canada on the Tigris and Euphrates. And we think they're wrong and they think we're wrong. But when they start challenging your patriotism, to me, I call foul. And I say that any American, let me go one further, any American that would challenge another American's patriotism because they disagree on whether a war is worthwhile, not a war of self-defense, but a preemptive war, an elective war, if you think that someone who disagrees with you on elective war is unpatriotic, then I say you yourself are unpatriotic, you yourself are un-American, it is un-American. It is unpatriotic to say that because you disagree on the war with Iraq, you are un-American. And I think those people, frankly, need to go to a place like the former Soviet Union or North Korea, where everyone agrees and is supposed to agree in lockstep with their government, because they have no place in my country.
Well, they need to go to Iraq is what they need to do.
Yeah, and see what's going on there.
See what's certainly going on there. This thing about not splitting them apart, I think it's a mistake the Democrats are making, that they don't, that there's this differing events going on, one the world, war on terror, and one the war in Iraq, but the leaders are putting it all together, and
I don't see the Democrats put it together.
The war on terror.
Well, I don't see the Democrats put it together. I mean, he didn't win.
The Democrats aren't. But they're not out there saying, hey, that isn't what we're saying. We're not saying there shouldn't be a war on terror.
I don't know, Keith.
It's a mistake for us to be in Iraq.
I see the Democrats saying that. I saw John Kerry say it. Just because he didn't win doesn't mean he's not saying it. You know, they're not in the majority.
They're
the press isn't carrying it.
That's all I got to say.
But I think they are saying it. Thanks for your call, Keith. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Let me go now to Glenn, also in San Diego. Glenn, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Yeah, hi. Great to speak with you. Good show.
Thank you.
I'll tell you, by the way, very interesting bio on your site, and I guess kindred spirits. I, too, have a degree in economics, not
okay.
Cum laude, though, from Harvard. In any event,
see, that's the other thing that gets me on economics is just that when you get a guy on the air like Tony who
right.
says, actually, when you cut taxes, you know, you get more money. I mean, what do you do? Do you want to explain that there was this guy named Arthur Laffer in 1982 that proposed that it might be true at a 95% tax rate, but all the studies have shown that it's false? Or do you just say, sir, you don't know what you're talking about?
Well, I think it's the latter, but I mean, Tony highlights the fact that we've got a long way to go. Americans have been barraged with this pablum served up by the resurrection of AM broadcast.
Right.
And that is, you know, it's truly corporate media. It's not a liberal media. That's ridiculous. I mean, the media does what it does to make money
right.
and return to shareholder equity. And anybody who doesn't see that is a reactionary. And it's real, real simple. And I don't mean to call Tony any names, but clearly, you know, Tony, if cutting taxes leads to more revenue, then why don't we cut taxes altogether and we'll have
to
a
zero.
Decent amount of revenue.
There you go.
You know, it's the most absurd. There's a saddle point. You know, at some point, there's a crossover. You know, Robert Rubin was masterful during the Clinton administration in returning us to a balanced budget.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that. Bush comes out, you talk about a liar, when he comes out and he says, it's your money. What he failed to put in the fine print is, it's also your debt.
Yeah.
Why is it that 75% of the national debt came during Republican administrations? It's like these guys are the hyenas in the Lion King. You know, they just continue to rape the coffers, and then when you have a national emergency like Katrina, you don't have anything left.
It's like crying wolf.
I mean, exactly. But
boy, you cried wolf.
You know, Mark, you have some savings set aside in case a kid has a broken arm or you
right.
crash the family car.
Right.
Well, America needs to get back to that. We need to be more critical. We need to start investing, and we should expect better. You know, we shouldn't be looking at C students from Yale. We shouldn't be looking at guys because they're in a, you know, a hierarchy. How is it that I'll switch gears a little bit, but how is it that people can back Bush because he's a quote-unquote Christian man who helped create a theocracy for a Muslim religion targeted at killing Christians?
Glenn,
I mean, it's crazy.
You ask some great questions. You make some terrific points. I want you to hold on. We're going to go to a break. When we come back, I want to see if Tony can answer some of your very, very tough questions. If you want to call in and join the debate, you can. It's 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. We'll be right back after this.
If you have more than $7,500 in credit card debt, listen to these shocking facts. Debt can ruin your life. A great number of all marriages end in divorce due to financial problems. Many American families are only a few paychecks away from bankruptcy. There are secret programs that credit card companies don't want you to know about that will eliminate your debt. If you are drowning in credit card debt, there is a way out. Debt Relief of America can negotiate directly with your creditors to eliminate up to 60% of your credit card debt. Learn how to avoid bankruptcy and get more cash in your pocket. Call Debt Relief of America for a free debt analysis by one of their debt relief specialists. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. Call 800-936-1264. 800-936-1264. For your free information, call now. 800-936-1264. 800-936-1264.
Do you sell dietary supplements? If so, you may know that the Food and Drug Administration and the Federal Trade Commission regulate your sales presentations. Violation of the federal rules can lead to stiff penalties. You really must know the law. Fortunately, help is just a phone call away. Law Talk Incorporated has produced a CD series, 4-CD interviews with renowned attorney Jonathan W. Emord that explain the legal limits on sales presentations. The CD series guides you through FDA and FTC regulation, explaining the law that governs sales presentations, website content, and health claims, as well as global restrictions on supplement sales. This is a must-buy for network marketers and supplement companies alike. To obtain the CD series, call 1-888-RU-FREE-1. 1-888-RU-FREE-1. That's 1-888-783-7331. Call today.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. When I think about budget surpluses and deficits, I like to quote Bill Maher, because Bill Maher once said that he described the Republicans as mean old men who watch your money. And he said it favorably, that he actually liked the fact that he didn't like the fact they were mean old men, but he did like the fact that they watched your money. Unfortunately, Bill Maher's comment, which may have been true 30 years ago, is clearly not true today. My caller, Glenn, has given us some great statistics to show that, indeed, we are in massive debt, and, indeed, it's caused by the Republicans. And he asks another great question. How is it that our wonderful Christian president, and a lot of people vote for him because this is a man who wears his piety on his sleeve. This is a man who Jesus might have referred to as the people who publicly show their religion in the temple while they're going around raping the orphans and the widows. That's George Bush, publicly wearing his religion on his sleeve. How could he have created such an Islamic country in Iraq where the Islam controls democracy and the Constitution? And Glenn, I was going to ask Tony to respond to your questions, but guess what? Tony went away.
Well, shucks. Tony, if you're still listening, I do compliment you for listening to the show. But what I would encourage you to do is, we never, as old as one gets, you never stop learning. I mean, I'm almost 50, and, you know, I've shaped my opinions through facts. I'll continue to do it as I get older. And I'll tell you what, there's still time, there's still hope. Just remember, I mean, some of us, and Mark, I'm a little older than you, I suspect, but
you are.
Some of us remember, you know, the Vietnam War era, when our government continued down this path, love it or leave it, propagandized everything. This is the same bunch running this ship. You know, Rummy was around during Vietnam. You know, Colin Powell served in Vietnam. When Bush assembled his team with Cheney and Bunch, guess what? This was a war cabinet. This was a war administration going into it. I'm amazed that Americans haven't drawn this conclusion, you know, that I mean, I predicted, correctly so, that we would be in a war endeavor within the first year in power.
The clearest evidence, Glenn, for anyone who doubts you, who doubts me, who doubts our biases, look for the Treasury Secretary, the former Treasury Secretary, Paul O'Neill, a
right.
Republican with impeccable conservative credentials.
Right.
Read The Price of Loyalty by Ron Suskind. Look at don't even believe Ron Suskind. Look at the document, marked top secret, that the Bush administration has not denied is accurate, where the Bush administration, on January 30th, 2001, 10 days into office, 8 months before 9/11, divides up the Iraqi oil fields among 12 different companies. And ask yourself how anyone could doubt that the war in Iraq was planned long before 9/11.
Well, that's right. And I think what happens is that people get so dialed into a party. It's kind of like being a sports fan. You know,
yeah.
Love the Cubs or leave them.
Right.
You're going to be a Cubs fan to the end. And I think what happens is when I'm a registered Republican and I vote like a Democrat. Why? Because they're more like real Republicans should be, you know, fiscal conservative.
Right.
Try to balance a budget.
And government out of our private lives, too.
That's right. Stay out of our private lives. I mean, that's – so, you know, it's one of these things that at some point you got to say, wait a second. This is our country. It's not about a team we're on. It's about, you know, this excellent experiment called democracy. And if you are not critical, then you deserve what you get. I'll ask Tony this. You know what, Tony? Why don't you give up your Social Security? If you're a good fiscal conservative, you would have saved enough for your retirement. You shouldn't expect to rely on government.
There you go, Glenn.
I mean, I certainly have.
That's a great point. And I've always said that Social Security is not retirement. It's
Absolutely.
Insurance. It's insurance. That's all it's ever been. Glenn, thank you very much for your call.
Thank you.
I really appreciate everything you have to say. I think it's dead on. I hope you call back in the Inside Scoop. If you want to call in, the toll-free number is 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. You can also comment on the blog. Just go to RadioInsideScoop.com. Say whatever you want, agree or disagree. That's part of the show. We'll be right back after these messages.
This is Newsbreak. Small cities and remote towns near the Texas-Louisiana border were walloped by the hurricane. Rescue crews are scanning Louisiana's Cajun country for people to save. Downed power lines and toppled trees are common sights in this settlement's hardest hit. However, some officials have expressed relief that the hurricane wasn't as devastating as Katrina. There have been no reports of fatalities, and the nation's oil industry seems to have weathered the storm very well. The president of the American Red Cross says Americans have been generous in response to Hurricane Katrina. Donations are just short of $900 million. Even so, Red Cross President Marty Evans telling CNN's Late Edition that's about half of what her organization needs. A senior leader of the terrorist group Hamas announcing that Hamas will stop launching attacks against Israel from the Gaza Strip. That after Israel responded with airstrikes that killed a top Islamic Jihad terrorist. More news at USARadio.com. I'm Jeter Braid.
Would you like to supplement your income and build a business that can generate a substantial income in the future? Let Transnet Wireless show you how to capitalize on the exploding public internet market. There is no technical knowledge required. You get everything you need to own and operate your own business. Call 1-800-928-1475. Our amazing Wi-Fi internet system provides wireless internet access for up to 100 users at the same time. You simply receive a monthly check for all the wireless revenue generated at your location. Users without a wireless device can access the internet and their email directly from the machine, payable by cash or credit card. There is unlimited income potential. Call now for your free video and information package. 1-800-928-1475. Prime locations are available now. Call 1-800-928-1475.
I'm Terry Graydon with our daily update from the People's Pharmacy on the TalkStar Radio Network. Naltrexone is a drug used to treat alcoholics and reverse the effects of narcotic overdoses. Now it's being tested in small doses to ease the pain of irritable bowel syndrome. 76% of the patients in one clinical trial responded well to naltrexone. While it's still too early to tell whether the drug will become a valuable treatment option, this preliminary study is promising and may offer a novel approach to a common problem that's difficult to treat.
Hostility is a recognized risk factor for heart disease in adults. Now researchers have found that adolescents with a hostile attitude are putting themselves at risk of obesity, high blood pressure, and type 2 diabetes. The researchers conclude that intervening early to help kids reduce their level of hostility might help lower the risk of future heart disease. This is Joe Graydon and the People's Pharmacy on the TalkStar Radio Network.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine. We're talking about really anything you want to talk about. It is a Sunday Weekly Review, and I value your calls, whether you agree or disagree. I had a long conversation with Tony, who disagreed with me, and I got disagreeing guests all this week. I hope you'll tune in this week, either on the TalkStar Radio Network, or if you can't get that, on the web at RadioInsideScoop.com. Tomorrow at 7 o'clock Eastern Time, 4 o'clock Pacific Time, I'll debate Catherine DeBrecht, author of Help Mom, There Are Liberals Under My Bed, on the Pledge of Allegiance. I happen to think the Ninth Circuit was right and that really we shouldn't be, as a government, ordering children to say that the nation is under God. Tuesday, I have a debate on poverty and race in the wake of Katrina. What are the problems and what are the solutions to the endemic poverty of, well, a lot of inner-city black folk in America? On Wednesday, I've got a discussion of homophobic science. including probably the nation's leading homophobic scientist, a man named Paul Cameron, who's been drummed out of the American Psychological Association for his studies, which the APA says are flawed, that turn out to be anti-gay. And Thursday, a discussion on the Roberts nomination. I have yet to give my endorsement or rejection of Judge Roberts. I kept a wait-and-see approach. I will do that this Thursday. But now we've got the Sunday Weekly Review, and let's go to the callers. We've got Alice in Northern California. Alice, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Yes. Hi, Mark.
Hello, Alice.
I think that callers like Tony are told how to think by Rush Limbaugh and Ann Coulter. Bill Clinton tried to do right by the people. I believe that the Bush crew wants to rob us of everything. I like your thinking, Mark.
Well, Alice, I like your thinking. I agree with you. I don't know whether it's Rush Limbaugh or Ann Coulter or Michael Savage or any of the other right-wing talk radio clones that seem to only read from talking points. But it disturbs me, not that Tony had an opinion that differed from mine. He has an absolute right to that in America. What disturbed me is he just didn't know the facts. To think that Clinton didn't have a surplus is just factually wrong. And I hope, Tony, if you're still listening in and you're welcome to call back, you could at least just look up that fact. And when you find out that I'm telling the truth here, that yes, there was a big surplus under Bill Clinton, I hope you will use that as an opportunity to just reconsider. I'm not asking you to accept all my views. I would never ask you to do that. But if you find out that what I'm telling you actually is true, then maybe I do have something to say. Maybe you should listen to my show and to stations like mine and get, shall we say, fair and balanced talk radio. Alice, thank you very much for your call. I always appreciate when
okay.
you call.
Have a good day.
You too. Let me go to Gary in San Diego. Gary, welcome to the Inside. Did we lose Gary? If we lost Gary, then we'll go on to Tukey in San Diego. Tukey, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Thank you. I'm sorry I got up too late to hear Tony. I think that would have been highly entertaining. But in any case,
I'll tell you what, Tukey, there'll be an archive of the show in about an hour. You can listen to it on the internet at radioinsidescoop.com. All right?
Oh, that'll be great. Thank you. I'm not an economist. I was a zoology major many years ago, and so I don't have the book learning about economy. But if I was living in a house with all of my extended family and my uncle was rich, I wouldn't tell him that he didn't have to pay as much of the expenses. We'll just go to the shop and borrow money from them. So, you know, that's basically what this country is doing. We're going to Russia and Japan and Korea and the Saudi Arabia. And those people may be very nice, but those are not countries that have always been on our side and will not always be on our side.
And I don't even know that they're so nice, frankly. I don't think anyone is giving us money out of the goodness of their heart. They are owning.
I don't think they are either. But, I don't want to offend anybody who's a Russian heritage or anything.
Well, no. I don't think it offends a Russian to talk about the Russian government or a Saudi or Arabian to talk about the Saudi Arabian government. I think it's pretty clear those governments are pursuing their own interests.
Yeah. I don't understand why a lot of people don't understand that. I mean, why do we want to cut taxes for these people who are getting millions and millions of dollars more in their pockets every year and then turn around and borrow billions from countries that aren't that nice to us? It just doesn't make sense to me.
You know what I think it is, Tukey? I think that people who say these things, Republicans, they live in this sort of world of disconnect. They don't let one part of their brain talk to another. And one part of their brain says, cut taxes, make government smaller. Okay, and then the other part of their brain says, well, I want to cut spending generally, but I don't want to cut these specific things. I like, for example, perhaps all the corporate welfare that goes to Halliburton and Exxon, and I like the fact that, although I don't know why, that refineries, Exxon, posted massive profits. Now, Democrats say, well, you know what, because of Hurricane Katrina, the fact that Exxon has massive profits, it seems to us that we could take, like Carter did, windfall profits tax, take some of that money and use it to help those of us that have to pay so much for our gasoline. But Republicans will tell you, no, Exxon deserves every penny they have. And if people have to suffer, well, it's their own fault. They should be CEOs of Exxon. I really think that they think at the end of the day that every American, including those that are most poor, that grew up in a society and a culture where they have illiterate teachers, where they don't even know where the next meal is coming from, have the same ability to succeed as a privileged person like George W. Bush, who can use his family influence to get into Yale to avoid serving in Vietnam. They actually believe that equal opportunity exists in America despite all the evidence to the contrary.
Well, I'm not sure that they really care.
Well, maybe that's it, too.
She used to work in politics a lot, and she always said that Republicans vote early in the day because they vote for themselves.
Right.
And Democrats vote later in the day because they vote for everyone else. And the problem is if it rains, then sometimes the Democrats don't vote, which is unfortunate.
And you know what the irony is, Tukey? Here we are. We live in a country that's at least 70, probably 80, more than 80% Christian. And the one thing that we know that Jesus taught is love thy neighbor as thyself. And yet the Republicans, who claim to be the party of Christianity, are the most selfish party in American history. They really don't give a damn about their fellow Americans, and I'm afraid that's the problem.
I'm afraid you're right, but if you'll notice, they never quote the New Testament. They always quote the Old Testament. So.
That is ironic. Tukey, thank you very much for your call. Call in again sometime. The toll-free number is 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. We'll be right back after this.
There are times and occasions when only roses will do. Roses247.com searches rose growers all over the world for the season's very best and most special roses at the most reasonable prices. For this week's greatest selection of fresh, beautifully cultivated roses, chosen to convey just exactly the sentiment you want to express, get online to www.roses247.com. We've done all the screening and shopping for you. It's fast, easy, and safe to order online, just as hundreds of thousands do all the time. So for birthdays, anniversaries, special remembrances, or just to say you are very much loved, type in roses247.com. We're open around the clock at roses247.com. Roses say it best.
Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, one of the best shows television ever offered. Now you can travel again with Marlon Perkins to the farthest reaches of the globe and study wild animals in their natural habitats. The Emmy Award-winning Wild Kingdom, now available on DVD. Order online at RetroTelevision.com and get 20 full-length episodes for $29.99. You'll see gorillas, elephants, giraffes, zebras, hippos, and more. Also memorable, three episodes featuring legendary primate researcher Diana Fossey from Gorillas in the Mist. 20 episodes of Wild Kingdom on DVD for $29.99. Go to RetroTelevision.com, or if you forget, log on to www.TalkStarRadio.com and check out our video store. Save $10 on Wild Kingdom now at RetroTelevision.com. From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
It's a cliche sometimes, but there's certainly a small part of truth to it, that Democrats like government and Republicans hate government. And here's my question for you. If you're going to staff a bureaucracy, you're going to staff FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Agency, or any of the other bureaucracies that take care of us, would you want to staff it with someone who believes in the mission of that organization? Or would you want to staff it with someone who doesn't? I mean, if you're trying to make a movie, would you hire someone who loves movies or someone who hates movies? Think about what happens when you put people in a bureaucracy who believe that the bureaucracy isn't justified. Now, one option, of course, is to do as Reagan did a little, though not enough of, even for his own philosophy, and that is slash and cut it. I mean, just end the Department of Education. You don't believe in education? You don't believe the Fed should have a role? End the Department of Education. That's consistent. But to put someone in power, to put someone at the head of FEMA who doesn't believe FEMA should be helping Americans, is there any wonder that when push comes to shove, Brownie, Mike Brown, is not doing such a good job? Does it ever make sense? You know, bureaucrats, the worst kind, and we've seen them at the top and the bottom, and you see them in the Department of Motor Vehicles. The worst kind of bureaucrats are those that say, well, I don't know what I should do. I got to follow the rules. And they follow the rules even when they shouldn't, and it takes forever. But people who believe in government, who believe that government can be a force for good, they know when to break those rules. James Lee Witt knew exactly what to do in case of emergency. So I ask yourself, you Americans, you are hiring people to serve in your government. Why would you hire someone who doesn't believe in government? Why would you vote for them? I mean, vote for someone if you will. If you don't believe in government, vote for someone who believes in ending, just slashing, just getting rid of FEMA. You know, if a disaster comes, you're on your own. Let them tell the truth. But why would you put someone in government who doesn't believe in government? Let me go to the phones again. We've got Mike in Los Angeles. Mike, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Hello, Mark.
Hello, Mike.
It's interesting. You gave me a very good lead into what I wanted to talk about.
Good.
This administration, it's like they're unembarrassable. It's like nothing fazes them. I mean, you look at the Michael Brown fiasco, and then just this week it is announced that Bush has found a replacement for the head of ICE. Very sensitive job, very important job to handle all immigration issues.
Right.
And who has he chosen? Chosen a lady by the name of Julie Myers.
Right.
And what are her qualifications? Well, she's an attorney, and her shining moment came when she made some poor schmuck's life miserable for Kenneth Starr during the Whitewater investigation. But the reason she's getting the job is because she is the former Army Chief of Staff's niece.
General Richard Myers.
She married the Chief of Staff for Michael Chertoff.
Right. That's her qualifications. It's pure cronyism.
She's 36 years old, completely untried, no experience in any arena which would come to bear in this job. Obviously, Bush is reinforcing his belief that he doesn't care about our borders. He doesn't care about immigration. He doesn't think that we're going to have any terroristic infiltration across the borders. Obviously, he's putting a completely untried person in charge. But, I mean, you would think that they would think twice. I mean, after the Brown fiasco.
Now, here's what it is, and it's the same thing with Michael Powell, son of Colin Powell, who headed the FCC. Because they don't believe that government can work, they say, look, since government can't work and since it can't do any good, at least we can grab some money, right? We can do a good patronage system, as some big city mayors, Tammany Hall, did. At least we can use it to aid our buddies because government can't help people anyway.
But then they turn around and they slam Ambassador Wilson, because they pull the nepotism card on him because his wife, worked for the CIA.
Right, except that he didn't make a penny off of it.
And that was even peripheral. That was so tangential because that man was eminently qualified to do it.
Exactly.
He was to do.
And in fact, he even knew the people to talk to down in Niger. Mike, you make some great points. Thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Let me go to Tim in Orlando, Florida. Tim, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing good.
Good to you. You know, I was flipping through, and as I hear the discussion going, it just seems as though you feel that government should take us cradle to grave.
I don't.
You know, sure you do.
No, I don't.
I mean, you think the government does everything. The one thing that the government needs to do is protect us from outside sources as they did after 9/11.
Can they protect
Otherwise,
us from a hurricane?
We should be able to take care of ourselves.
Do you think we should be able to take care of ourselves if we live in a below sea level city that's being hit by a hurricane? Are we on our own?
You've made your own bed. You sleep in it or swim in it.
Okay, so really,
people didn't know that. After 160 years of democratic rule and 48% of those people on welfare, they all just sat there, and the buses sat in the parking lot.
Well, let me ask you this. You don't believe in any kind of government help for individuals. How about all the government money that's going to Exxon, to major corporations, corporate welfare? The energy bill was full of hundreds of billions of dollars in favor to the president's friends. Can you agree with me that that's not a proper role for government either?
I don't feel it's a proper role, but I don't feel that corporations don't pay taxes anyway. We do.
They pay a lot less than we do.
They pay taxes.
Well, they do pay taxes and happen to have the lowest tax burden.
They don't pay taxes. They collect it from us. All their bottom line is their corporation's income that's distributed to the shareholders. They do not make money and pay taxes at all.
Tim, here's my problem, all right? I think you can be consistent, and you can argue that, in effect, every man for himself. You're on your own. You know, if you happen to be rich and you happen to come from a rich family, you can succeed in America. If you happen to be poor and you happen to be sick, you die. Every man for himself. Kind of the Sparta principle, like Sparta versus Athens. That can be a consistent intellectual position, but then I don't think you can defend all the corporate welfare to all these big companies and all of Bush's money and patronage, like Mike was talking about, going to his friends. I mean, at least if you're going to be consistent, you should say we should have no government at all. And we should abolish FEMA. We should abolish the immigration and naturalization services. I mean, right? Wouldn't that be consistent?
They may say that, but they may not say that. But our forefathers and the founders also participated in favoritism. And we're sticking with that in one way, but we're trying to get away from it in the judicial
Well, Clinton didn't. Clinton hired people based on merit. I'm very proud of that. Bill Clinton, he hired people he didn't even know. Janet Reno, just based on her merit. You don't see that in this administration. Mike Brown, I don't think you can defend that appointment, can you?
Janet Reno was the biggest flop that the United States had ever had.
Can you defend Mike Brown?
A judicial representative.
Tim, can you defend Mike Brown? I mean, George Bush said, Brownie, you're doing a good job.
I'll give you that.
All right.
I'll give you my
butter. Well, how about Julie Myers?
Nagy, the mayor, or Mary
See,
Wu,
what's interesting to me, well, I actually think they did a pretty good job under difficult circumstances, but here's my question. Whenever, and I brought this up in the first hour, when we're attacking the way Bush handled the problem, instead of saying whether you agree or disagree, you go and you attack Nagin and you attack the governor of Louisiana, and we can go there. I mean, my time's about up, but we can go there. But can you agree with me that George Bush, as president of the United States, should either staff FEMA with people who know how to handle emergency management or abolish it entirely? Can you agree with me on that? Jim?
Yeah, you should abolish it entirely.
No, I think you're arguing for the abolishment of FEMA. Am I right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. That is intellectually
the
consistent.
People can handle it. The federal
they
government
can?
Does not need to get into that stuff. Texas had, what, one casualty? Two casualties?
Rita didn't hit Houston like Katrina hit New Orleans.
Stood under trees that fell down.
Well, Rita...
Not because they stood there and got flooded. The governor of Texas took care of
Tim, I appreciate your call. We have to take a break. I do appreciate your call, but I think you know, sir, that Rita did not hit Houston the way Katrina hit New Orleans. And sometimes when a small state needs help from the federal government, is it too much to ask that the President of the United States cares about American citizens? Or is it because they're too poor and too black to be cared about? We'll be right back.
There are a lot of people out there making claims of miracle cures for this or that, but they're usually anonymous. Margie Garrison, who they call the Arthritis Lady, gives you her name and tells you her story. In July 1979, Margie was amazed when her doctor uttered the words, "Arthritis is the easiest disease there is to cure." What a difference from what she'd heard for 43 years, that there was no cure for arthritis. We don't have time here, but to learn the secret Margie learned, get to a computer and log on to healthstarproducts.com. It's guaranteed or your money back, and you have a full year to decide. Look it up for yourself online at healthstarproducts.com. HealthStar, HEALTH, healthstarproducts.com.
Do you sell dietary supplements? If so, you may know that the Food and Drug Administration and the Federal Trade Commission regulate your sales presentations. Violation of the federal rules can lead to stiff penalties. You really must know the law. Fortunately, help is just a phone call away. Law Talk Incorporated has produced a CD series, 4-CD interviews with renowned attorney Jonathan W. Emord that explain the legal limits on sales presentations. The CD series guides you through FDA and FTC regulation, explaining the law that governs sales presentations, website content, and health claims, as well as global restrictions on supplement sales. This is a must-buy for network marketers and supplement companies alike. To obtain the CD series, call 1-888-RU-FREE-1. 1-888-RU-FREE-1. That's 1-888-783-7331. Call today.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. Unlike some talk radio hosts, I value those that call in and disagree. I want to thank callers like Tony in San Diego and Tim in Orlando for calling in and taking me on. I hope you would do it again, not just on Sundays, but also during the week. I really do value those who disagree with me as much as I argue with you and I disagree with you and I challenge your points. I'm glad you call in. To me, that's part of what democracy is all about. Let me go now to John in San Diego. John, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Hey, Mark, love the show. I just wanted to say that sometimes people who are so disconnected from reality, they have no idea of what it means. For example, you know, is aware that the Republicans fought to have one little thing put into the bankruptcy bill, which was the people that are involved in floods do not get exemption. And I'm sure that it being that guy from Florida, I believe he was calling from, you know, his house and his business were flooded and he lost everything. Guess what? He can't file bankruptcy and clear it all and have to start from a clean slate. It's people like that that just don't understand that there's little things the government can do to help people to get back into reality and start, you know, being, you know, part of the system where they start earning money again and paying taxes and just being part of the flow.
That's a good point, John. I'll tell you this about Tim from Orlando. He was consistent. He basically wants to live in a world where no one looks out for anyone, where no one is their brother's keeper, where you throw out, you know, the golden rule of love thy neighbor as thyself, and he's on his own. And I'd be willing to bet, though I never asked him, that he came from a family with money, and he started out pretty good. But I'll tell you this, Tim, and if he's still on, I'll take Tim back, but I think he's gone, is that... We all enter this world helpless babies. Every one of us. None of us start work at age 6 months old or 1 year old or 2 years old. And it seems to me that none of us are inherently better than any one of us. Paris Hilton's child, as far as I'm concerned, has the same worth, the same humanity as one of those kids in New Orleans. And when I think you see it that way, and arguably that's my religious teaching that teaches that, then you have to say that, you know what, the kid in New Orleans deserves basic health care, a decent education. To me, Tim in Orlando, and I do hope he'll call back because I think he's left us, that is just the most selfish thing to say, oh, well, I have money, I did okay, the rest of you, you're on your own. I don't even understand that kind of thought.
Absolutely. I mean, he might as well just vote for, you know, an oligarchy government.
He should live on an island somewhere. He should live on an island somewhere because in my America, people do help their neighbors. People do look out for each other. In my America, we are our brother's keeper. Not to the extent that we should rely on our neighbors. Absolutely not. We should definitely look out for ourselves. But at the same time, I guess our time's about up. So let me end, I guess, with one of my favorite quotes. From the great Jewish scholar Hillel, I've said this before, who said, if I am not for myself, who will be for me? But if I am only for myself, what am I? And if not now, when? In other words, you gotta be for yourself, because if you're not for yourself, no one will stick up for you. But you also, if you only stick up for yourself, what are you? Are you really human? Why can't we have a culture that respects both self taught hard work and also looking out for others, one that I call equal opportunity for all. John, I give you the last 20 seconds. Go ahead.
Mark, I just wanted to say it's great to hear that people call up from all over that have such knowledge these days. I felt like people were just so ignorant and naive of the reality that's going on. I'm glad to hear that you're bringing out the excellent points to counteract those that disagree with you, and I appreciate it. I love listening to you, so thank you very much for taking my call.
Well, thank you for listening in. I hope you listen in every Sunday in San Diego, and I hope that soon San Diego will run my weekday program as well, which all of you can get on the internet at www.radioinsidescoop.com. That's it for the Inside Scoop today. Tune in all this week, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time. I'm taking on the conservatives, Pledge of Allegiance, poverty, homophobia, the Roberts nomination. It's a busy week on the Inside Scoop. Tune in at RadioInsideScoop.com.